excluding the yoina, the raven, mivnei shemoitzitzoyz, because it sips up the water, it's moitzitz. Moitzit means it like sucks up the water. Does here the shawl of passing the mechat, as Rashi says, means other oifers, some shosim, if they drink from it, mivnei, because they don't suck it up, ela magviyem piyem liyacha shakotes asamayim. After the water goes in, they pick up the mouth. So it's considered like they're doing malacha with the water. That's malacha. Anytime you do malacha with the water becomes posel mechatis. So any other bird that drinks from this water, the water becomes posel for mechatis. Chutz min ayoin. If neishu matzetis, it sucks it up. Now, the emisiv is true that what you're saying, listni chutz mi yoin nevetosel. The Shura says also, chutz mi yoin nevetosel. Shurashi tosel min yoinu, Shura said, chutz, why only say minayoyna? Should have said minayoyna v'tosel. Tosel, this bird is also a minayoyna. And the summer also, it's moitzetz. So the water should still be kosher. So the Moritz says, no, Amrav Zeyro, zeh moitzetz makia, v'zeh moitzetz v'yena makia. True, they both sip it up. But one vomits it up, spits it out again, and one does not. Rashi says, tosel moitzetz makia. Afilu hochi minayoyna. It's like a type of a yoyna. But it's not mamish like a yoin, only the water that a yoin drinks, that's kosher, because it sips it up, and no water falls back in again. Mashenkein, the tosil, even though it's a type of a yoin, that it sips up the water, and then it spits it back in again. So the water comes back in again, on that we're afraid to say, it's considered like malacha was done. Because the other oifers, they pick up the water, and some water drops down. So the water that drops back in again, that water is considered like it was nasa malacha, therefore it's posla mechatis. So it's the water that a yoina drinks, that's the only ice that's still the water, still kosher. Because most of they sift up the water, so whatever water goes into the mouth, they drink it down. None of that water falls back again into the water, therefore the water is still kosher mechatis. Another word says, Omer, Yudhavudhi says, Hani kukshini tutsaino is shem lagavi mizbeyach. Rashi says, these are turim blushin arami. These type of doves, Tzutzuni, Rashi says, Rashi Mekoimim. So the kids, I know Kivshani Tzutzuni, these type of doves, Shnoach Sherim, Lagabim Mizbeach. And the Mor says, Vehein Hein Turim, Shel Rachba. These are the same type of birds, the Turim, that are found in Rachba. So the Mor says, Mesa, I have a question. When the Pesach says, Ezev, you take an Ezev, so a Darshan, Veloy Ezev Yavan, not a Greek or Ezev. Rashi says, Vechol Leilu Min Ezev, the type of an Ezev, L'sheishkam Shem Levoi, they have no nickname to it. Alma Shem Levoi Postal, the Torah has taken Ezo of the high stops, so from its Torah, so it's only an Ezo by itself, none of it has another nickname with it. And V'loi Ezo of Kuchli, V'loi Ezo of Remi, V'loi Midbari, V'loi Kol Ezo of Sheishkam Shem Levoi, any type of an Ezo that has another nickname, even though called after the name of the city where regular Ezov, we meant to say Afuk of the other ones. The Ekpidu Terminator was marked but have a regular type, therefore Yeshla Shem Levoi Apostle. If it has another nickname to it, another name on it, a Greek high stop, that's Apostle. But behind these birds over here, Lenishtanu Shimon Kodi Matin Torah, the names did not change before Man Torah. Meaning the Man Torah, they were always called the same Turim. So later on, the people called their name, the Yeshua's place. So now we don't see the Torah as makpid upon. Therefore, those words are still kosher. Rashi says, "Hugain Ezov ubosa Torah vekpidu hugain Ezov shehis ikirosa Torah become a makomus lenish bad nonu mikra lichtav Ezov b'shem levoya." The Torah never used another nickname to it. Sashma mina kfeidu mashenkein. These birds, since it wasn't there before Man Torah, it does happen later on. So we don't see the Torah as makpid upon the names. Therefore, the birds are still kosher. Rav says like this, Rav Amar, Hani, Kuvshanu, Tzutzino, these type of birds, these Turim, is the Asrayu, Stomakolu, in their own city they call it just a regular Turim, a regular dove. So in other places they call it. So therefore, it's not really called the nickname. Is the Asrayu, Stomakolu, in their own place, it's only called a regular dove, therefore it's kosher. Amar Rav Yehuda, do this like this, Hani kaze divei chufim. Rashi says chagotim. These are grasshoppers. Hani kaze divei chufim. Then you find these grasshoppers. by the Ve'echilti, those type of grasshoppers, by the rushes, so it's kosher. Then it's Asiri, those grasshoppers are also. The Amravim Ravina says not only a Sosik, whether it's grasshopper or not, by the Ve'kavri, but it's a Vadai Yisr. And therefore, Makin and Alayo, you even get Malkus wherever he's from it. Mishum Sheretzayf. The Amrav Yehuda Ravina says this, Sardo. It's the name of birds. This type of a bird, it's Sardo, Shorik, you'll eat it. Barda also, the bird that's called Barda is also to eat. The Shemnech, what's the thing to remember? Bar Minei, remember, in order to remember this, think of an expression like a bar from it, like Bar Minei, excluding this one. So same word, Bardo, like Bar Minei, means excluding this one. So the Barda, that's the one that's also. Bar Minei. Now Marda, what about the bird called Marda? That's a sveka, that's a silver, whether it's a kosher bird or a trefa bird. Omer Rav Asi, Shmoinus sveka is saying there are eight different type of birds, that's a sofik, whether they're kosher teed or not. Shmoinus sveka is saying that's the choyva, the chuga, the suga, the hanuga, tushlamei, or Marda, kechilna, or banavcha. These eight birds are sveikis, whether they're kosher or not. Someone says, Maisvakayu, what's the suffix about these things? Oifas Tahirin, Kukovin, Niklav. The kosher birds, the Kukovin, the type of the stomach by them, it can be peeled off. Utumeyim, but a bird is Tomei, and Kukovon and Niklav. Their Kukovin cannot be peeled off. Now, behind these eight birds, Kukovon and Niklav is Sakino, that you have to use a knife to peel it off. It doesn't come off stamazoi. You have to use a knife. If so, that's the suffix where this is called a bar, niklafanat. The Lord says, I, buhi bar azza. There was once a duck. The heavy bay mashmul, blown to mashmul. The heavy called makluf kukavanei. He wasn't able to peel off the skin around his kukavan. The yaisve bishimusha. And he put it into the sun, he let it stay in the sun, got it hot, v'chivun the rock, and once it softened up, ikluf, it came off well. So maybe he also, these eight birds also, in the stomach, could leave them in the sun and come off well. And even though without the sun it was hard. So he said, no, hosom, ki rofi ikluf v'yodei. These, is that over there, that duck, once it softened up, you can peel it off with your hands. But hocha, b'yos alpha, the alpha gav the rough, even though these eight birds become hot, become soft, Lenikrov, still you cannot peel it off, with a knife. That's a selfie, if that's called a simen Torah not. Omer Abaye says this, Tarnagoyla diagmo, if you have the chicken that lives by agmo in the swamps, so chag mishman esrekis, so it's also one of the eight doubts, whether it's kosher or not. Vahainu marda, that's the bird called marda. Omer Apropo, Tarnagoyla diagmo, asiro, the Tarnagol from this Tudagmo is like a Rosatit. Tarnagol to the Agmo, so says Tarnagol lo the Agmo Asira. The male from the Agmo swamps are treif. Tarnagol to the female, the hen, the Agmo Shori, that's Mutter. The Simnech Esos, remember this? Amoini v'loy Amoinis. That only an Amoini is also to marry them. And not an Amoinis, an Amoinis is Mutta. So the female is Mutta and the male is also. Dorosh Mureimer, Mureimer dashing like this. Tanagota the Yagmo, the female from the Yagmo, from the swamps, Asira Tosha Tidit, he dashing the other way. Tanagota, he was also. And that's also. So Chaziu the Dorosh of Yochlo, he saw the way it seized the other animals, its food, and ate that way. That was a simen trefa. V'hainu girusa, that's the bird called girusa. Omer Rav, shovel. So Rav said this, Omer Rav. Shovel. Again, Omer Rav, shovel, and after, this type of a bird. The shovel and after, shori, he holds you not eat it. Pirus and after, this type of the bird, the pirus and after is also. What's the simen? That pirus we show you, remember the thing, the wicked pirus, that's treif. Omarafuna, bunya shori, this bird called bunya is muta, pruza also, but the bird called pruza, that's also.
Pru is also. So now, what's the simin? Pru yam gusha. Remember this thing of the magician called Perua. That he's treif, like, therefore this bird is also treif. Omra Parapapa says, Mordo zogid the ochel shari. He says, the mordo, it depends. If it stands straight up and eats, that's permissible. That's okay. Omra Parapapa, Mordo zogid, if it eats standing up, sure it's mutter. Sogid v'yochel, but if it has to bend down and eat, v'yochel, that's also. So nech, what's him to remember? V'sishtachva li'el acha, don't bow down to another el. That's the sin if it bows down the straight. Now, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Shas yechamro, much for the bird what that drinks wine, is asira, that bird is also. So nech, the sin to remember is, Shri Yayin is, for the crane that drinks wine is possible to do the avoido. So this type of a bird that drinks wine is also possible, is also treif. The Yomar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Mazgo Cham Rasira, a bird also that like mixes the wine. Mazgo, he mixes the wine, but it's a different type of bird, he drinks it that way. So again, Mazgo Cham Rasira, but Bas Mazgo Cham Rishari. But the daughter of the one that mixes it, that's already mutter. The senech and the simini is yes, a kerechavem, a kerechav, and sometimes the son is better off than the mother. Rashi says, bas, mazga, not that it really means the daughter. But how can it be if the mother's treif, how can the daughter be kosher? Chesma says, yes, shemo, that's the name of this type of a bird. So, remember, this type of a bird, that's treif. And that's the call. So, it's good if that's the name of this bird called bas, mazga, that's sharon. That's just a simini. Alright, we'll stop here.